Please welcome to the stage Mr. Gerald Simonson. How are you, Gerald?
Real good.
Good. Have a seat here. We've got it hot. I do have a couple of questions. With regards to sorghum, which always comes up, is that there are new things on the horizon. There are new markets. There are new issues that that weren't out there before. Share some of those markets. I read about Food for Peace and USAID and some things that traditionally were not considered an area or an avenue for you. Can you share some of that with us?
Well, it's not so much that it's new. It's just nobody realized it. You know, we kind of get mislabeled a lot. Everybody thinks we're basically livestock feed and domestic at that. 30% of our crop goes into ethanol. You can get just as much ethanol out of a bushel of sorghum as corn, yet nobody really puts us into that mix. Exports, third of our market. We export a lot of grain sorghum. And food aid. Last year, sorghum was the number one food aid requested commodity through USAID. 34.7 million bushels. Over the last first 6 months of this marketing year, we're already up to 14.5 million bushels of sorghum. So, you know, actually half as much of our sorghum is going to food aid as is going into livestock feed. And the other thing a lot of people are unaware of, the World Food Prize last year was awarded to Gabisa Ajeta for his work with sorghum. So, you know, it's a lot of things have been going on for a long time, just people didn't realize them.
The increased attention and the increased activity because of what?
You know, a lot of this food aid thing comes from the requests, and a lot of that verges from where the need is, what the traditional diet of those people are. I mean, you don't send somebody a bunch of pork where they don't normally eat pork as food aid. So,
well, a year ago, if I remember right, we kind of kicked off the checkoff program close to it. It's been a kind of a year in now. What's the status of that? What can some members expect from that? How's the progress on that going?
Well, you know, a year ago, we talked a lot about it at the Commodity Classic. We were very excited, and actually anticipation more than excitement, because at that time we really didn't know what was going to happen and where we were going. Now a year in, I can truly say that we are very excited. You know, this checkoff board, those guys, they really hit the ground running. They've had four rounds of research proposals. They've funded all kinds of research projects from new crop technology for over-the-top chemical treatment for grass to cold germ, cold tolerance, a lot of marketing programs going on, a lot of education programs going on, even working on some of this food aid stuff that we talked about earlier. So, you know, really got to commend that board for their speed. And, you know, I think the strategic alliances they've made with the industry and the combination projects that they've got going, they have leveraged funding from private industry, from public industry, or from public funds at universities, plus producer checkoff dollars. It's really amazing how much work these guys have gotten done in 12 months.
And the excitement among the membership, I assume, is keen because of that.
Oh, you know, we had our general sessions yesterday, and, you know, we had representatives from DuPont up there talking about this over-the-top grass control that's coming here in a couple of years, and you want to get a bunch of sorghum farmers excited. You just tell them that they're finally going to have some over-the-top grass control.
Very good, very good. Other issues that are on the forefront of these sorghum producers?
Well, you know, just like the other commodities, you know, climate change is a big thing for us. Our insurance, our safety net, you know, pretty soon we're going to start talking about another farm bill again. Yep. It seems like we get about 2 months off, and then we start talking about a farm bill again, and we talk about it and talk about it. And, you know, with the budget constraints, with the economy where it is, you know, it's going to be very tough for us in agriculture to maintain the level of security that we have got right now. But I think it's important for the future of agriculture and for the future of rural America. A lot of people don't understand, you know, we talk about the economy, you know, exports from agriculture. We don't have a trade deficit in agriculture.
Right.
Every job in agriculture affects 12 jobs outside of agriculture. So it's very important for us to be strong and for us to be leaders.
All right, very good. I thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Give Gerald a nice round of applause.